It is KMRS, 1230 AM, 107.7 FM. It's Murphy in the Morning. And now time for our community connection. I've got Sarah Echo with our talking about our Morris community meal. It's going to be the last one, you were telling me off the air.
Yep, for the academic year, it's almost graduation season, so we don't when students aren't around, then we lose a few volunteers, so it's a little hard to do the program without them.
Absolutely, yeah. So this is coming up Monday, the 31st, and everybody's welcome.
Everybody. In fact, I highly encourage people to come out and cook with us and eat with us because, you know, everybody that is out there is part of the community, and it's a community meal.
Very cool, yeah. And you can help prepare the delicious meal. Transit, I'm looking at the flyer right now. Transit will be provided for volunteers coming up on Monday the 31st.
Yep.
And so you can sign up online at z.umn.edu/marchcm. But you also need the volunteers for Sunday, correct?
Yep, we will do as much preparation as we can on Sunday afternoon and evening. So, you know, we got to chop up vegetables, bake some cakes, and, you know, do any. The more we can get done on Sunday, the easier things get together on Monday, and the more likely we will be able to serve on time, if not ahead of time.
All right. Yeah, that sounds good. And volunteers are needed for Monday as well to help serve and then obviously clean up afterwards.
Yeah, the dreaded cleanup.
Well, it's a fun event, though. I think it's really cool. So, it's a free meal. Everybody is welcome. If you would like to volunteer, again, that website is z.umn.edu/marchcm. Again, 2 to 9 p.m. on Sunday for the setup, pretty much the same hours for Monday as well, but the actual community meal will be 5:30 to 7:30 p.m.
Correct. So, yeah, we'll be enjoying the fruits of our labor on Monday evening. And, you know, again, even if you don't volunteer, that doesn't mean you can't come out and eat.
Well, yeah, see, that's great, yeah.